It's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Why are you trying to take me to the club, Sonny? I got to go home and get into bed. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app and live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment here of the show of the night. It's still to come here in just a few minutes. Going to catch up with, or you'll hear where I caught up with head coach Maurice Dixon of the Creekside Seminoles, who are having another great season, man. Looks like they can... They do what they need to do in this final couple of games. They'll win another region championship and try to get back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, great conversation with Coach Dixon. Always good times when I get a chance to catch up with him and just see what's going on in the swamp. So, for all y'all don't know, that's what D is over there. It's the swamp. All right. Anyway, right. Real quick before we get into that conversation, what I'm looking forward to this week, football for me, it's going to be another big region matchup. We've got Tucker at 6-2. Last week, they bounced back with a 33-9 win over North Springs after they had a six-game win streak snapped. They're taking on St. Pius, coming in at 7-2. They also had a bounce-back win last week. They picked up a 49-14 win over Lithonia after they also had a six-game win streak snapped. Both of them just one loss in region play, and they're both a game back of region leader Marist. And St. Pius actually still has to play Marist when it's all said and done. I think that's going to be the regular season finale for them. So that's the football matchup I'm looking forward to. I'm actually going to check out one of the semifinals. The semifinals for volleyball, they're spread out kind of around, like, I believe Westminster is hosting a semifinal. Altoona is hosting a semifinal. And I want to say, or multiples. And then I want to say Lovett is hosting some semifinals. I guess I could have just looked to verify. Yeah, it's Lovett. I mean, it's Westminster, it's Altoona, and it is Lovett that are all going to be hosting. Oh, and Holy Innocence. They'll all be hosting semifinals on Saturday. So after I do the high school football scoreboard show on V103, I'll head over and catch out some volleyball. And then the family and I are actually going to go to Southern Bell Farms. Are you familiar with that, Sonny? You should be. Because you said your daughter's at – she's at McDonald's at Stockbridge. Yeah. Okay, so Southern Bell Farms is that way.
That's the strawberry farm, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do the strawberries. Oh, that's my favorite time to go there, when they have the strawberries, because the desserts and things that they make with the strawberries. So personally, I love the strawberry time. Now, I don't know if they do this all the fall seasons when they do the pumpkins, but one year we went and they had this, it was like this hot apple. It wasn't apple pie, but it was this hot apple dessert with vanilla ice cream. But they also had corn dogs, and they were like this big. I love corn dogs. So they had these corn dogs that were like this big. The corn dogs is more so what I'm hoping that they have, because, I love corn dogs. So be doing that this weekend as well with the family. And then that's it. So with that being said, too, real quick, let me tell you what's going on the softball side of the state championship tournament. So everyone's tickets are punched for the championship bracket. So teams will start heading down to Columbus. 6A, you've got Hillgrove, East Coweta, Brookwood, Buford, North Gwinnett, North Cobb, Archer, and Mill Creek all picked up. They all picked up positions. Not set yet in 5A, 4A, Harris County, Ola, Central Carrollton, Eastside, Northside, Columbus, St. Pius, Kell, who you heard from earlier, their head coach, Kevin Foster, after they beat Pace Academy yesterday. And then Wayne County, 3A, not set yet, 2A, Snorville, Union County, Rockmart, Morgan County, Stevens County, Miller Grove, Pike County, Appling County, 1A Division 1, not set, 1A Division 2, Clinch County, Shelley County, Irwin County, Georgia Military, Screven County, Lanier County, Metter, and then private, not set yet. So they'll be set. Everybody will be set by the weekend. So that's what's going on the softball side of the state championship tournament. Flag football is underway. They will pretty much get into their playoffs around the same time that the guys get into theirs, and then it'll all line up to where all the championships will be taking place championship week in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Notice I said week because this year we are, I believe, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday our games. You know, in the past we were typically Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But this year it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because of scheduling at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I'll actually this next week be starting to get out and cover some flag football. Shout out to Coach Ty over at Pace Academy, because I actually saw her a couple of weeks ago. Pace is they've had a very good program over there, and she has those young ladies. They get after it. You can't tell them. They can't suit up with the boys. So looking forward to getting out and checking out some flag football. But let's keep talking football. Coach Maurice Dixon, head coach for the Creekside Seminoles. Couple of minutes, I got a chance to catch up with him. Again, Creekside having a great year. Okay, sure, they dropped the first two big national games for them. One against DeSoto out of Texas. And then, which I was actually there in Dallas. They're in the Dallas area right after they had won their state title last year. And then Westside out of South Carolina. But since then, they haven't looked back. Five straight wins, including a big one, 63-7 last week over Drew. They've only given up in these five straight wins. They've only given up 7 points. And that was last week. So anyway, they're rolling. And here's my quick conversation with Coach Maurice Dixon. Coach, first off, let me say thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your day to join me, man. Congratulations on the success you and the guys are having over at the Swamp this year, man. Just talk about what's impressed you the most through this nice stretch that you guys are on of five straight wins.
Just the steady improvement of the team. Each week we challenge them to get better at one phase of the game, and they respond each of the last 5 weeks.
All right, and speaking of the phases, defensively, only 7 points allowed in this stretch that you guys are on. How big has it been for you guys to get that type of play on that side of the ball?
It's just about being consistent, man. We just ask them to go out there and play swamp ball on defense, fly around, make sure they line up correctly and make plays and don't miss tackles. And they've been doing a fantastic job, man. So just to see them get better every game, they're definitely now with the team right now.
All right, and being an alum of Creekside, you know, when you kind of stand back and take it all in at times, you know, how good of a feeling is it for you seeing what that program has reestablished itself as, you know, as one of the premier programs here, not only in the state, you know, in the region, but in the state?
To be honest with you, it's just like, you know, going into the whole situation, you knew what we could become. And just working every day to achieve those goals. To look at where we're at now, you know, it's great. We ain't quite done, but we're going to get there. We're going to keep chopping.
All right, and speaking of not being done, last year the guys that are back, they got a taste. They know what it's like to be on that field on the very last day to play during the season, talking about reaching that state championship. What was the mindset of them coming into this season? How have you seen that situation impact them coming into this season and how they've been playing so far?
Well, last year the goal was to get into the 15th game. These guys have been there and seen the stadium and played in the game before. So it's really about finishing and winning the 15th game. And that's been a goal that we set for us from day one. So everything we do, all the hard work we put in, is for the win of game 15.
Good deal. Well, Coach, appreciate you taking time. Again, congratulations on the success that you all are having, and wishing you guys much more success down the stretch.
Thanks, Damien. Tribe Pride.
Tribe Pride. The Swamp. Creekside, man. Love Coach Dixon, man. And always appreciate him. You know, whenever I reach out, he allows me to, you know, get a couple of minutes with him and just talk about what they've got going on. And he and his staff, man, they've done a phenomenal job over there with Creekside. So good stuff there. And got to make sure I check them out. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, well, their matchup, yeah, this week, actually. They're taking on Maynard Jackson. Maynard Jackson, I think, has just one region loss on the season. If I'm not mistaken, correct. Yes, just one region loss. So Maynard Jackson could, or I should say, if they should pick up the win, they would actually move into first because of the tiebreaker. But Mays, depending on what they've got going on, they've only got one region loss right now. So depending on what happens with them this week, it can get interesting, man. At this time of year, these region races, man, it's always fun because there's some regions where somebody's are, you know, by now with two games left, they've pretty much secured the number one seed, and maybe seeds 2, 3, and 4 are kind of battling it out. But then there's also those regions where, I mean, it's literally going to come down to the final week of play. And don't forget, this year, because of Hurricane, what was her name? Helene, because of Hurricane Helene, they had to push the start of the postseason back so that teams can make up some of these games. So some teams are going to have to watch. They're going to be done. But they got to watch and see what happens with somebody else because that somebody else had to reschedule games. So it's going to be really, really fun. Not for these coaches and players because they're probably going to be stressing a little bit. But from a fan perspective, just watching it all play out, this is fun times, man. And, you know, you wish everyone could get there. Obviously, they can't. But definitely want to just still wish everyone nothing but success as they try to make it to Mercedes-Benz and walk out holding some hardware. That's going to do it for this week's show. Looking forward to doing it again with you next week. Let me double check and see. Will we be on regular time next week? I think we will. Looks like, yeah. Looks like no Hawks next week, so we should be on regular time, 10 p.m. I'm going to get out of here and drive home and decide whether or not I'm going to stay up and watch Agatha or if I'm just going to get in the bed. We'll see. Sonny, thanks for holding me down, man, on the other side of glass. This has been Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.